This is the world broadcast of Imam Waqif Deen Muhammad Speaks, the program that's dedicated to community development and human dignity. And now, Imam Waqif Deen Muhammad.
And his peace be unto you, praise be to Allah, the guardian evolver, the cherisher, the sustainer of all the world. Him to assist us, we put our complete trust in him, and we do not break with him. And I bear witness that he alone deserves prayers and worship. There is nothing like unto him, and I bear witness that Muhammad is the universal and last in the great chain of the prophets. Allah Most High, that is God Almighty. We don't like to use the English term God because of the bad spelling. But sometimes, for sake of communication, we have to use the English word God so people know that we are talking about one. But any time it's brought to your attention, you have to have some kind of problem with that spelling. Yeah. So we know the Jacobite influence of the spelling, so we don't like it at all. Almighty God, he says that he has not given any creature two hearts. He also says in the Quran, and you'll find that most of the fundamental teachings of the Quran, of the scripture, is common to both the scriptures. You find it in Quran, you find it in some likeness also in the Bible. God says that he created a human being, it's called Adam, the first human being, Adam. And Adam obviously was made right. If the Almighty made Adam, he was obviously made right. In fact, for the Christians, you know, everything that he has made is good. He made whatever he made, this he made that, is good. Yeah. So this is the belief for us too. We believe that Adam, the man called Adam, was made right. But he was not God. That means that he was not. He was perfect in his own form and nature and being. But he was not incapable of. He was not divine. He was not God. He was human. So scripture tells us that the weakness in him. Because he is a creature subject to hurt or harm, he was deceived by a clever being who was disobedient to God, or the belief of the devil, whatever. The Quran does not make Adam a wrong creature. In his nature, he was wrong in his thinking. And Allah says, Allah's word in the Quran, excuse me, the Quran is the name of our holy book. Allah says, you can turn that fan a little more, way like this. Thank you. He says that Adam. Slip, meaning that he made a mistake. What happened to him was not something that he was consciously bringing on himself. Ran into without being aware. And for that reason, the language in the Quran, Arabic, in English is slipped. Adam slipped. And we still use that expression, you know, we say he slipped. A slip of the tongue. Now, God then explains that, nevertheless, no matter what happened to Adam, Allah had not cut his favor off from Adam. And Allah was going to establish Adam in time. He says, reprimanded or rebuked them for their deviation and reminded them of what he had obligated them to, that's Adam and his wife. If Adam should meet with a sign or a message from his law and should repent, he would accept him. This is the teaching of the Quran. What is this addressing? What is this addressing? This is addressing the belief and went wrong. Then man could not be saved directly, but God then had to reincarnate himself some kind of way into Jesus. And through Jesus, born out of a man, the world could be saved. This is the idea the Quran is addressing. No. Allah is alone is enough. He created the man to do right. If the man and he does not have to bring him back through any mysterious happening. Same way he made him. And how did he make him? He said be, and he was. He made him with a word. God said, Adam was. He made him with a word, and then God said, now if he should meet with my sign or with my word and repent, then I would accept him and put him back on guidance. So he made him of a word, and if by a word, if he accepts the word, if he runs into the word and he appeals to him and he accepts it, he's back on the right track. There's another belief. That God breathed into the man of his spirit. And the belief is that the first is not the spirit of God, but the spirit of the world. So, the language of second spirit, two breaths, we find in Judaism and in theology. Two breaths. That the breath was put into him the first time. Fell because it was the breath of the world. And the second breath came into him from God, and he was perfect. This is the idea. Right. But the truth of the matter is, there is only one breath. One breath. In the scripture, whatever breath God gave, that was the breath. And the idea of breath of God being different from breath of the world is wrong. Breath, as we have breath. We have breath because it's a means of living. It's a means of without it we can't exist. Allah does not have breath as such. And without creation, we can't exist, can we? This body is of Allah's creation, isn't it? But isn't it Allah? Yes. But does Allah need this to exist? No. He created this for me. It's his, but he created it for me. I'm the one needed. The birds and the bees and the ants. speak this form. Okay, now we say breath. Say Allah's breath. Well, what's wrong? Allah's creation? Allah's breath? Say Allah's creation, you don't think Allah is a stone. Now we say Allah's breath, you think Allah's breathing? No, Allah's not breathing. Just breathing. It belongs to him. He created it. It's his. Like the creation is his. We have man that has come down to us from paganism, idolatry, ancient myths. This idea of God and man being God has made it very difficult for people to understand religious terminology. Made it very difficult for them to understand religious language. They hear in the Bible where they say Allah's earth, and they don't think that Allah is eating the vegetation. But if it says Allah's spirit, they think that. No! That's wrong. It says that he gave four periods. This is in the Quran. So he created the earth in 2 days, then gave everything its provision, making a total of 4 days. Or gave it what it needed in 4 days, four periods, or 4 days. Making a total of 4 days. In 2 days, and then gave everything it needed in 4 days. In 4 days. Actually, those 4 days, the learning in the Quran, the 4 days include the two, and the two made four. He made the earth in 2 days, then gave every creature his provision. 4 days. But those 4 days also include the first four. Like I say, we did this work in 2 days. In 7 days. We did all our work and gave every man his assignment in 7 days. Does it mean it was 9 days? No. So we're still talking about the number of days, you see. So it's 4 days. He gave creatures everything that they needed in. And Allah says in the Quran that he exists alone, requiring nothing from his creation. This is Quran. He exists. Nothing from his creation. Again, Allah says, he's not one to be fed. He feeds and is not fed. Neither slumber nor sleep touches him. Just alone, without having anything or needing anything of his creation. This is Allah. This is not a religion for atheists. This is a religion for a believer. We're talking about oneness. Oneness. Oneness in religion and how to establish our concern. In order of importance, or in order of the priority. You know that's the greatest challenge to an individual? Most of us who are failing is because we can't establish our concerns in order of importance, or in order of priority. Are you happy? I hope you are. You should be happy. If you're one of us, you should be happy. What I mean, if you're a human being, if you're a devil, then you shouldn't be happy. But if you're a human being, you should be happy. Yes, it's a great day. You've never had a human being to talk like this to you. Not in your life, not in your history. greatest challenge, I repeat, is the job of establishing your concerns in order of their importance. If we could do that, we can start making progress. That's right. That's all you need to do. Then you follow that and you are going, progress is guaranteed. This is what religion is all about. But only the faithful, Allah bless them to see that. That's what God is showing us, is that we have to establish our concerns and respect them in their relationship to each other and in their importance. Which one is more important than the other? That's why Allah says, if you do not carry out obligation to this religion, and this was told to Prophet Muhammad to tell the Arabs, or tell the Muslims, not only Arabs, most of them were Arabs, but there were plenty of others that had already joined, to tell them, if they fail, if they do not carry out this obligation, I will raise up another people. He's not dependent on any certain people. I will raise up another people. And what will be their quality? He said, a people who will love me. You see that? Love is an expression of a concern, isn't it? Right. If we want to identify love, what is it by definition? Love is a concern. If it's true, love is a concern. And Allah says, I will raise up a people who love me and whom I will love. Is that not right? Said, and a people who won't fear the criticism of criticizers. When people start talking down your worth, or start talking down your stand you've taken, start belittling the stand you've taken, isn't that a concern? Okay, now your own image has become your concern. People are attacking you for doing right, for standing up for God, for being a Muslim. And now you're concerned for the way you look in the eyes of the people. And Allah says he's going to choose the people that won't care about how they look in the eyes of the people. Their concern will be how they look before God. Isn't that wonderful? That's the key. That's the answer. That's the answer. Order your concerns. Establish your concerns and then order them. In order of their priority, are they important? Now tell me, is depending on my wife or my family or my friends more important than me depending on the one who created all this? Okay, so my love should first be for Allah. First and most, for Allah. Thank you. Allah has not left us without help. He's given us all the help we want in this religion. Let me read a few quotes from this article. This was taken from a talk that I gave in New York. It's in this paper, this issue. September 2nd, issue. And this report from my talk is made by Hassan El Amin, correspondent for the American Muslim Journal. Here's a quote here. It says, quote, nothing can exist without him, in brackets, Allah. And all that exists bears his impression, end quote. What do we mean? All that exists bears his impression. If I put my hand in the mud, most likely it's going to make an impression. If I have soft clay and I squeeze it, it's going to make an impression. Sometimes the slightest touch will leave an impression, though faint. The dictionary gives us the definition of impression. It says, an imprint, a mark, etc. Now, it says, as a consequence of contact or experience. As a consequence of contact or experience. So if I touch clay or something soft that can sustain an imprint, then the imprint of my hand or whatever I'm touching with it was going to be there, right? From contact. But if I get near a stove, a hot stove, in winter, I'm going to begin to feel warmth from that stove, right? Now, we won't see an imprint or anything, but there's an experience that we don't call contact, but nevertheless, there is a contact, right? I'm getting warmth from that heat that's coming from the stove. Now, I can be way away from the stove. I can be freezing. Can't get any bit of heat from that stove. But I see the stove from a distance. And the stove makes me feel good, even though I can't benefit from its heat. I'm too far away. But just seeing the stove, knowing that that stove is there, I'm going to get there after a while. So it's not a contact, but it's an experience without a contact, right? So it influenced me. It impressed me. It left an imprint on me. And when you see me, you see the mark of the stove, though it didn't touch me directly. You say, man, what you don't have anymore? See, that's that stove, man. It's about 2 miles away. I'm going there and get my hands warm. Right? Yeah. So see, this is influence. So Allah is creator. He is the one responsible for the existence of everything. If you can't understand how he did it, don't worry. You're not supposed to understand how he did it. You're supposed to understand how to use it. You're supposed to understand how to respect it. You're supposed to understand your relationship with it or to it. You ain't supposed to understand how he did it. You see? So if you can't understand how Allah created all this, don't worry about it. That's a fool's curiosity. That's not the curiosity of a person of faith. That's the curiosity of one who rushes into things too big for himself. So Allah says he has not created anything or any creature with two hearts. The heart is a symbol of our concern, isn't it? Oh man, he took that to heart. Right? See, I wouldn't have said it if I knew he was going to take it to heart. So you made him concerned. He became concerned. And you didn't know he was going to become concerned. If you had, you wouldn't have said that. Right? So you say he took it to heart, man. I wouldn't have said it if I knew he would take it to heart. So heart is a symbol also of our concern. And it's central in the symmetry of the body, isn't it? Yeah, it's here. It's central in the symmetry of the body. Here, beneath it, above it, out from it, there it is in the balance. Right? Central concern. Central concern. And God says he has not given anyone two hearts. So what does it mean? He has not given anyone two fundamental concerns. You only have one fundamental concern. If you have a second or third, they come in a secondary or distant position of importance. That's what we have to understand. And Allah focus our attention on community so we will know where our central concerns are. How come Adam slipped? It was because his focus was not on community. Adam's focus was on spirituality. Why? Because God put him in heaven. God created him in heaven. So when he became conscious, his concern was for keeping the order of heaven. But what about the order of earth? What about the community? What about the community? Now, if you can understand this, Adam, in according to the Bible Genesis, lost his right mind or his right consciousness before he became a father. In fact, before he married. So the marriage must have been wrong. You know, we're just reasoning with what is given in the scripture. Saying Adam became lonely. Is that not right? Say the man got lonely. And God did not desire him to continue on in that state of loneliness. So he decided to make him a mate. According to the Bible, it's not Quran. So he caused Adam to fall into a deep sleep. Listen. He caused Adam to fall into a deep sleep. Some may say go into a deep sleep. But sleep itself is not awakeness.
You've been listening to Imam Warif Deen Muhammad.